to the Midbar. So what does the Torah say by Midbar for? So he dashes a krashi, v'sholach et asoye by Midbar, u'kruo yiseiruhu, it's an extra posik. Le Midrash teaches the drasha, sheyei hefka k'midbar. You should know the piece of meat, once it's thrown off the cliff, it's mamish hefka, like Midbar means, whoever wants to come and take it. In other words, it's mutav anor. See that you can't, you don't have a shchita. But I call upon him, it's not also banor, rather it's like a hefker, it's mutav banor. So the next time the Torah says the word by Midbar. Really, the Pesukim say three times to send it out to the Midbar. So this extra one by Midbar to teach us that the pieces of meat of the Lazozel after it's thrown off has it been like Hefker, it's mutav banor. Oman liyam asurim, the other one that says no, it's also banor. The Pesuk says, el eretz gzeira. Gzeira, you have to throw it out to a place called gzeira. So what do we dash in the word gezeira? Rashi says, Lashin chaymev yisr. As if to say, the Lazozel always retains its isr. It's a chomedic complaint that the Lazozel always stays osr. Uman diyom fratimor akash asurin. Hai midbar mayovidle. Good, you dash in the word gezeira, but there's still an extra word by midbar. What do you do with the word by midbar that's smashed with the Lazozel? It's like hefker, it's free for anybody to use. He says, no. Mi boyle likratanya. I need the word by midbar like we learned. The Pasuk says, Hamidbara one time, Hamidbara a second time, Bamidbara a third time. And this parasha sending out Lazozel to the Midbar, but the Torah says it three times. Is L'Rabba is to include, Noi v'givoin shilo yabesalomim. That not only b'shas the Mishkan in the Midbar, that they have this mitzvah of sending it out to the Midbar, but who are then they have in Noi v'givoin also? Who are then in Shiloi? And who are then in the Vesemig, the Shalomim, also you have the same mitzvah. That the Lazozel has to be sent out to the Midbar. Out of Yerushalayim to the Midbar, that's where they sent the Lazozel. So Rashi learns, HaMidbar, HaMidbar, Midbar, Midbar, Sholosh Mikrois, Binon, the Shalayach Oysa Lazozel, HaMidbarim, Visholach Biad Ish Iti HaMidbarim, Visholach Es Asoye BaMidbar. It says three different times the word BaMidbar, to teach us this Yisoid, that it was Nogeyam, not only in the Mishkan, who had in Noi V'Givoin, Shiloh, the Beisalonim. For the more of Edoch of the other man, the Yama, Hai Gzerim Ayavidlei, if you dash him from the word by Midbar to say that it's Mutter Bahanoa, that this Lazozel after it's thrown off, it's like Hefker, so what do you do with the word Gzerim? Why does the Torah say the word Gzerim? That the other man, the Yama, said it's Mashmi, it's like Osir, it's like an Isser, a Chaymer, so what do you do with, you say it's Mutter, what do you do with the word Gzerim? And the Gemara Miboyle, Likratanya, you need it like we learned in the Braisa, Gzerim, the Torah says you have to throw it, take it out to a place called Gzerim. Ein gzera lechitucha. Gzera only means a place that's cut. What does that mean, chitucha? So Rashi says, chitucha, soik chotuch, has to be a very steep cliff. Has to be much like cut down in half. Viskifa, has to be very steep. Veloy meshupa, not slanty kolkach. Whereas the cliff that the mountain you go on top to throw the lazozel off can't be a nice mountain coming down, slowly, but rather has to be a straight down. Has to be a steep cliff. That's this word gezeira. As if to say yechotuk, you cut it straight down. Dover achar and gezeira lo dover ham is gazir v'yerid. It has to be something also very steep that when the animal falls down, the animal gets chopped up into pieces. Like we have, like the Mishnah says, it never happened that it reached halfway down and didn't get chopped up because since it's such a steep cliff, it breaks. Trashi asoyim is gazir v'yvorm evorm. That the soil itself gets chopped up into pieces because it's such a steep cliff. Tovrachar gzeira. What does the post say the word gzeira? Shema toima. Maybe a person could say, Maise toyu. Like you start making fun. What type of mitzvah is this? The Torah says, take the soil and take it out to the midbar and throw it off a cliff. Like you start getting angry at Hashem. How can you have such a mitzvah like this? Talmud Loima, the end of the post, it says no. And not the end of this post, the end of the parsha. We'll see later where it says it. It says, Ani Hashem, Ani Hashem. So we dashed in Ani Hashem, that Ani Hashem gazartiv, v'yein lecha reshus lahar abhem. This is like a chayk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do this mitzvah, and don't ask any questions why. That's shot from Gzeira. That this mitzvah of throwing it off the cliff is like a Gzeira. Even though maybe you don't understand why I'm doing it, you have no right to think into why Hashem said to do it, you have to do it. Trashi Shema Toymar, Maitha Toyuhem, Maka Poru Yesh Bishluach Zel, Uma Yesh Biyat Soy Gzel Hoyel. Like people think, what kind of forgiveness do we have here? The next time we schlep a soyer out to the midbar and throw it over a cliff, what are we doing here? We think maybe we're doing something wrong. Kamash no, gzeira, but this is a gzeira, Hashem tells us to do it. We ain't looking for reshus lahar ben. Oh my Rava. So the kids we have in Machlokes if it's mutabano, the pieces of the lazozel, or it's osabano. So Amar Rav is saying, Mistavra command the Yom HaMutorin. I have a swara to say that the pieces of lazozel is like a mutabano. Stuk mutter. Why? Because a swara, lo yomru Torah shalach letakola. That mistavra is not a swara. The Torah should say, send it away, and it should be osabano. You make a takola. That people will find it, and they won't know it was the chsor of lazozel. They'll come to eat it. So it's not nice. The Torah should make somebody do an avera that he doesn't know about it. So that's why it's the swara to say that it's mutter. Rashi takolam sheyim tsum adam, a person's going to find it and he's not going to know this is the soil lazozel. For yehenim him, and he'll take it home and he'll give it to his dog to eat. Shelo yeda shohayu min asur, he's not going to know it was from the soil. So it's not mistavur, the Torah should say throw it off the cliff and really remains osur b'ano, and there'll be a takolah, stumbling block, that people will come and take it, they won't know about it. So that is more mistavur to say that it's mutar b'ano. Tana rabbanan, we're going to write like this. The pasuk says azozel. We know it's called the soil azozel. What does the word azozel mean? Shei az v'kosher. Az is shmi and kosher. Means very strong and stubborn like. Rashi shei az v'kosher. Al is lush and kosher. Very hard. In other words, this mountain has to be a strong mountain that when it falls down it gives a good clap. Yochel b'yishuv. Maybe this cliff has to be even the place where people live amongst a yishuv. Talmudama b'midbar. No, the pasuk has to be in the wilderness, in the midbar. Or minayin shevet soik. How do you know it has to be off a cliff? Rashi har zokuf. How do you know it has to be a steep cliff? Maybe just as the kosher stam should be strong. How do you know it has to be very steep? Tamaloy megzera, like we had before. Gzera means it should be like cut straight down. It's like a straight cut, a straight to a steep cliff. Tan yidav. Another breast says like this. Azozel. What does the word azozel mean? Kosher shavur. Must be a very strong mountain. That's what you have to take. Another pasuk says, "V'yes eli yaretz lokach." Eli means the strong, like the strong parts of the land he took. So El means strong. Here also, a strong mountain. That's what you have to use. Tonat v'Rav Yishmael, Azozel. What does Azozel mean? She mechaper al ma'isa uza v'azoil. That this comes to be mechaper for ma'isa of znus faroyis. Like Rashi says, a ma'isa of uza v'azozel v'azoil. The Rashi uza v'azozel. This is malchei chavolam. Two Malche Chavolam sheyodu loritz. They came down to this world. V'yimei Nama achoyz Tubakayin. What happened to Maisa Nama? She was the sister of Tubakayin. V'alei Nema. This is says on these two Malche Chavolam. V'ayiru b'nei Elohim as b'nei Sodom. That the b'nei Elohim, the president's children saw the b'nei Sodom. Kloimar ala royis mechaper. In other words, the kids of Azazel's mechaper on the chet of Aroyis. Now the mitzvah of the Shnei Malchei Chavolah was, it happened that they were mekater on this world. That they were telling Kodesh Baruch Hu that Klai Yisrael was doing a chet, or there wasn't Klai Yisrael then. They were doing the chet of Aroyis. So they're telling Kodesh Baruch Hu, go destroy the world. So Hashem said, you should know, if you'd be in their footstep, you'd also do the same Avirim. And they said, no, nothing doing, we would never do it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu put down these two Malchei Chavolah, they went down Loritz, they became like people, and they also did the chet of Aroyis. But the kitzon, what it means to say lazozel is that it's mechaper for the chet of aroyis. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says es mishpotai tasu, you should do my mishpotim, do my mitzvahs. That means dvarim mishpotim means things we understand. That means dvarim shilmole lanichtavu. Even if it wasn't written in the Torah, dinu shiichtavu. We will understand it without svara. Certain mitzvahs we understand why we're supposed to do it. V'eluhein avodis kachovim. We can understand not to worship Avodah Zarah. We understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, and Hashem is Hashem, and it's not nice to do a different Avodah Zarah. The Gila Arroyis also is a Svarah. It's not nice to have Znus with somebody else. Or Shvich HaZdom, it's not nice to kill somebody. The Gezel, it's not nice to steal. Or Birchas Hashem, to curse Hashem, it's not nice. We understand that in Svarah, you're not allowed to curse Hashem. That's Pshan the Pulse against Mishpotai Tasu. What about the end of the Pulse against Chukoisai Tishmu? We should listen to Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chukim. That means dvorim shasotin meishav aloyim. Dvorim, things that we don't understand. And the sotin, the Yetzirah, comes to tell us and say, what do you got to listen to it for? It doesn't make any sense. Still, the pasuk ends off, we'll soon see, ani Hashem, no, we have to listen to Hashem like Gedashim before. Ein lucha rishus la'arach reho. Now, what are these things? Ge'elu hein? Achilus chazir. The Torah says, not eat chazir. The Yetzirah tells us, what's wrong with it? Why is chazir different than beef? What's wrong with it? Olavisha shatnis. What's wrong with wearing wool and linen together? What kind of svar? Why should the Torah answer it? The chalitza sivama. What kind of svar is this? If you have your brother's wife, your brother died, you have to give his wife chalitza. Oh, Tyrus Mitzera. What kind of the whole inyan of Tyrus Mitzera doesn't make sense? To send away the birds and do a lot of things there. Who say here, Mishtalech? Who are doing the sin on Yom Kippur? To send away the Israel Mishtalech and throw it off the cliff and kill it? Like, it doesn't make sense. These are like hukim. So, the Shema Toyma, maybe you would say, Maisa Toyuhem, that they don't make sense, these things. It has no value, we shouldn't do it. Tamulayim, with the Pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem. This is the drush we meant before, Ani Hashem. The Vidashin, Ani Hashem. Chukukaisov, the Enochor Rishus Laharbehen. These are my hukim, these are my things that I tell you to do. Then don't ask any questions. So that's Pshat, Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Don't ask any questions. Tiros Lazozel, the Lazozel is called Inna Bechaik. The Chayk means even though we don't understand why, still we have to do it. And then the Mishnah says, Amos Saimatama Begodim. The Torah says that the person that takes out Lazozel to the Midbar, he becomes Tommy as Begodim at Tommy also. Tana Rabbanim, HaMashalech Mitama Begodim. The one that takes the Lazozel out, he becomes Tommy Begodim. V'yena shaleich es ha-meshalech matam ha-begodim. But not the Kohanim that are in the Azor, in the Beis Hamikdash, that they give over the Lazozel to the other Kohen that's going to take it out. The first people that give it over, they don't become Tomei. Only the person that actually takes it out to the Midbar. Yochel, I would think, mishiyotza chus l'chayim et Azor, as soon as this person takes the Lazozel outside the Beis Hamikdash, outside the Chayim et Azor, even though he's in Yerushalayim, still right away should become Tomei as begodim. Tamalayim, no, the Pasuk says HaMashalach. So HaMashalach, Rashi's Mashma, the HaMashalach, Mashma Sheshiluchoi Kfar Metzad HaMidbar. You already started to take it towards the Midbar. And if you're still in Yerushalayim, it's not called you left towards the Midbar yet. So Tamalayim HaMashalach. Okay, said, so when are you Matami Megodim? Mishayetze Chutz L'Choy Mes Yerushalayim Divri Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda holds the Pasuk says HaMashalach. So as soon as you take the Lazozel outside Yerushalayim, Then the pshat is you're on your way towards the Midbar. At that point, you have Tumas Begodim. We have Yaisi Yaimino, Azazel Vekibes, the Pasuk says. Ashegiel Tzoik. It's enough to say that when you get to Tzoik, that's when you have a mitzvah to wash your Begodim. That's when your Begodim become Tomei. But not before you reach Tzoik. We have Shimon Aimer, Vameshalech Es Hasoyel Azazel, Yechabes Begodim, Vezorkoi, the Pasuk says. The Bas Rosh, or Metana Begodim. He holds no. You only Metana Begodim when you throw it off the cliff. It's not enough you reach the cliff. It's not Metana Begodim yet. Your Begodim only become Tomei when you do the Maisa of throwing it off the cliff. That's the end of the Maisa Lazozel. That's when your clothing first become Tomei. Then the Mishnah says, Boloi Eitzel Par V'Sori HaNesrofim. Now the Kohen Gadol goes back now to finish off his Avodis. We already finished the Zrikas of the Dam, of the Par, his own Par, and the Soy, which was the Chatas Lashem. The Avodah of the Zrika was done. But now we have to do the Avodah of burning the animal. These were called Chatoyes Apnim, that are called Chatas HaNesrofim. You burn the meat. So, Bo Lo Yetzo Par V'Soy HaNesrofim. Koran, what do you do to this animal now? Up until now, they just did the Shechita, and they did the Kavolos Adam. Now, what do they do with the rest of the animal? Koron, they rip it up, they rip it open. Voitzias Imurayim, they take out the fats from inside, the Imurim, because that's burnt. The Imurim is put on top of the Mizbeach, but the rest of the meat is burnt outside. Nos non Tamadi. Now the fats, the inside Imurim, they put into a big Tamadi, which is a big clean, a big pan with a piece. Nostan b'magis, he ripped it up and took out the imurim. Nostan b'magis, he put the imurim now into this kli. They kirin agavi mizbeach, and they burnt the imurim on the mizbeach. That's what the imurim. They got the fats out and they burnt it. Now, what do they do with the piece of meat of it, the meat of the animal? Kolon, they like kolaya, they like wove it b'makloyis with holding sticks. We'll soon see. Voitzil the beis asreifa, and they carry it out to the beis asreifa. So Rashi says to Rashi, Boloi Eitzel Par, Rashi Chozaloya Tana Lesidro Yerishin. Now the Tana goes back to the Seder, what the Kohen Gadol does now in Yom Kippur. Shul Mesadu Avoidus Kohen Gadol. Uktoni Boloi Kohen Gadol Eitzel Par V'Soy Yoim Dim Lisor. That's, now we have to take care of burning the Par and the Soyer. Acha Shemosa Meshalech. lemishu malichoy. After you already sent away the lazozil, bo lo yetzlon, now the Kohen Gadol went back to the original sawyer and the original par, the korum, he ripped it open, v'yitzir nemurim, v'nosna b'magis, the kara shok klisharis, he put it to a klisharis, v'yitzirim, k'desiv, v'yitzchelev hachates yaktiram esbechom, that the chelev of the par and sawyer, he has to burn on the mizbeach hachitzayim. Of the Gemara Porach, who akati lechoz lektirin. The Gemara has asked the question, there are a lot of different avodas that have to be done between this stage now and until you're allowed to burn it. So really, you don't burn it right now. The Gemara just answers, you put it into the pan and leave it there until it becomes the time when you're supposed to burn it. Kolam b'maklois, shrashi kimin kli, a type of weaving. That means, arba b'nayodom noisin shnei mutais. You have four people who are holding two sticks. At the four ends, there are four people. Shnayim lefnim, shnayim liyocha. Two in front, two in back. Omahalchin moitei tzomoit. They carry one stick next to another stick. V'yapar v'yasoyer noisunim aleim. And the dead par and the dead sawyer is put on top of these two sticks. Mukarvim zel zeh. They're like lying one on top of another. V'chayfefin zeh tachazem. And they're like twisted together, one twisted into the other. Shemin kliya. Looks like something woven. In other words, you like twist them together, the par and the sawyer, like braided, right, the par and the sawyer looks like they're braided together. Ushleinim heim, they were complete. Ela shenikra kreisen yoni, cut open the stomach, leitzi emurin, to take out the fats. Ketanya b'gemara shumetzi and shleinim, that when you carry out the par and the sawyer, to carry it, to burn it, outside Yushalayim, they carry it out shleinim. First, outside Yushalayim, that's where they chopped it up into pieces, and then they burnt it. We'll see in the Gemara. You have to burn, these are called Purim and Esrofim. You burn it chus l'gimel machnais, chus for the machna shechina v'yazora, chus for machna levi v'harabayis, and chus for machna Yushalayim, chus for machna Yisrael was Yushalayim. So you have to burn it outside gimel machnais, outside Yushalayim. Now the Mishnah says, O'meyeim assign the time of the Godim, as the people that are oisik in burning the par and the sawyer, their begodim also become tomei. When? When you take it outside the machne, your machne shchina, outside the azora, right away they begot them become tomei. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Oyman, no. Mishayatetz or Beruben. Not only when you have to first go outside Yushalayim, but even when you start to be yosik, you're not tomei you begot them until mamish the fire grabs a hold of the meat. And how much Reuben? But to roll with the meat is caught on by fire. That's when the person's begot them becomes tomei. Rashi. Name is Simon time of the Godim, who asukim bem kirchsiva, the Pasuk says, the yasurifaisim, the person that has to burn them, yichavis begodim, he has to wash his begodim becomes tummy. Is nishiyotzi chutzachaynus azorah, the Gemara forish timer. What's that this punk, you become tummy when you leave machna shchina. Why then? So good, Samara says now, the Mishnah says, vektirim, mashman now you cut open the par, take out the emurim, put it into a pan, and you burn it right now. For the Gemara vektirim sakadaitach, like, is now the time to burn the Emurim? Eleimo, no, you have to say, Lihaktiron agabi mizbeach. Right now, you just cut it open and take the fats out and leave it in this pan. And later, when it comes the time to burn it, later we'll burn it. Like Rashi Zochi Gassinim. Lihaktiron sakadaitach. Eleimo laktiron. Alright.
The Kohen Gadol right now is still wearing his Bigdei Lavan.
He still has to learn from the Torah. The Parsha is Nogei to the Nyonim of Avodas Hayoyim. He has to read when he's still wearing his Bigdei Lavan. After he finishes learning the Parsha, Yitfol, Kohen Gadol has to go to the mikvah. The Yilbash Bigdei Zov, he changes clothing, puts on Bigdei Zov. The Eloi, the Yelom, to take care of his Korban Olah, the Ayil, and the Ayil for the Om, for Klai Yisroel. The Yitbol Shnir, then he's told the second time, to go in, to put on his Bigdei Lovin again, to go back in Lechnayim Lefnim, Lohitzi Kafo Machta, to take out the pan and spoon that he brought in the Kteris with. Then the Yitbol Shlishis, he has to be told a third time, to change over back again to the Bigdei Zov, Lomusofim, to bring the Musaf of Yom Kippur, the Emure Chates Halolu, and then he first burns the Emurim of these Chatois of the Sawyer and the Par, the Tomash Rabbein Abayim, and then he does the Tomash Rabbein Abayim. Ketoni Bepirkin the Kamon, like we'll soon see later, the Avoida. So the kids at this point right now is not the time to burn the Emurim.
Adarab is wearing his bigdei lovin right now. And later when he burns the emurim, he has to be wearing his bigdei zov. He does this avodah outside. So that's the Mar's teretz here. Eleim liaktiron nostan lamagis liaktiron by the mizbeik eshkiyas manim. Right now you just open it up and put it into the magis. And you let it stay there until later will come the time to use it. Right, kolon b'makloiz. So he used to carry it out on two sticks, and it used to be like twirled together. Omer Rav Yechnan, kimin kliya. It was like a type of a kliya. It wasn't really twirled together. It was just like it. Because there's mamish two animals here. You had a par and a sawyer. It's hard mamish to braid it together, mamish. So it looked like this was like braid, like it was twisted together. Now, Tana, the Bryce says like this. They didn't cut it up like they cut up the basar of a korban oyla. Now, a korban oyla also has the same halacha. All its meat is burnt. How do you cut up a korban oyla? First, you skin it. You take off all the skin. And then you cut it up into pieces. But here, by this parent sawyer, was not like that. Ela or agave basar. The way you cut it up into pieces, was after they carried it out, chutz li rishlayim, to the place where they're going to burn it, before they burnt it, they had to cut it off into pieces. But the pieces were with its skin. They did not skin it first, but they left it with its skin and cut it off into pieces. For the Gemara, we know Hanimili. How do we know that the power in the sawyer is different than a regular korban oyla? The Tanya learned like this. Rebbe Yoimer, Nemakan or Ubaso Perish. It says here, by the avodah of the sawyer in Yom Kippur, that they have to burn the or the skin, the bos with meat, to perish the kishkas inside. The Nemalahal, another pasuk says, or ubos will perish. So Lahal and Rashi says, "V'nema b'par koin Mashiach." Where a koin gadol does a chet, not on Yom Kippur, for the rest of the year, he passed in something's mutter, and later he finds that he made a mistake. He has to bring a special chatis. The other pasuk says, "Or ubos will perish." V'yes or ha'par, v'yes kol b'saroi aroishoi v'akrov v'kibar pirshoi. So Ma Lahal, just like over.